Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 4, Mishnah 2. Ve'od zos haisa Yerushalayim yaseir al Yavna. There was an additional benefit in the city of Jerusalem over the city of Yavna. So once the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, was destroyed, so we learned in the previous Mishnah that the shofar was blown in the city of Yavna and any other city that had a court of 23. The one exception to this was the city of Jerusalem, where they would always blow the shofar when it fell out on Shabbos in the city of Jerusalem. And in addition to the fact that Jerusalem was unique in this way, it had another uniqueness. Shekol ir shehiroa v'shama sukrova v'yichol alavo, that any city that was within sight of Jerusalem, in other words, you would be able to see Jerusalem from that city, and you would be able to hear a shofar being blown in Jerusalem from that city, and it's near enough that you can go to the city of Jerusalem on Shabbos, meaning you'd have to be within the distance of 2,000 amos, as we learned earlier on in this tractate, which is a little bit more than a half a mile. Then token over there in these cities also, these close cities around Jerusalem, they would also blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Ubiyavne loyhoyu token, in the city of Yavne they would not blow the shofar, ela bebezdin bilvad, other than in the court alone. But all of the other synagogues in the city of Yavne would not blow the shofar. Mishnah 3, barishona, at first, hayahalulav nitol bemigdash shiva. When we had the temple, the lulav and esrog that we shake on the holiday of Sukkot would be used all 7 days, even when it was Shabbos. The reason why we're discussing this is because, just for the same reason that we don't blow a shofar on Shabbos typically, and which the reason is because we're concerned that someone will carry it outside of a private domain into a public domain, which is forbidden on Shabbos to carry anything from a private domain to a public domain. But we're concerned someone will do that in order to go to an expert blower to guide them in blowing the shofar. So therefore they forbade the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Likewise, they forbade the shaking of the lulav on Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, for the same concern that someone will carry it into a domain they're not allowed to. So, however, in the Beis HaMikdash, just like we would blow the shofar on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, we would shake the lulav on Shabbos of Sukkot. So, and during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Uva Medina, and the rest of the country, Yom Echad. The only day that we would shake the lulav, if it fell out on Shabbos, was if the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. Because the Torah explicitly says, "V'lakachtem lechem b'yom harishon," that you should take the lulav on the first day. So if the first day falls out on Shabbos, in the rest of the country we would shake the lulav. But if any other of the 6 days that fell out on Shabbos, we would not shake the lulav. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed, Sheyehi lulav nitol b'medina, that the lulav should be taken on Shabbos, everywhere in the country, shiva, all 7 days, zecher l'migdash, as a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash, v'shiyehe yom hanef kulay aser, and the day of waving should be completely forbidden. What he's talking about over here is something different than the lulav. On the second day of Pesach, we would bring a barley offering. And once that barley offering was brought during the second day of Pesach, all of the new crops of barley and grains would now become permissible to use to be eaten. Until that sacrifice was brought, that barley sacrifice was brought, we were not allowed to benefit from the new crops. So what he's saying now is that now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to bring that that offering, therefore we would have to wait until the end of the second day of Pesach, the 16th day of the month of Nisan, before we can benefit from the new crops, as opposed to when the Beis HaMikdash stood, when we would be able to benefit from the new crops immediately after the sacrifice was, the offering was brought.